How much is it really? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At last check, the total amount of money owed by the federal government was over $15.1 trillion. Do you have any idea how much that is? Well, I'll tell you, if you spent a dollar a second, okay, $15.1 trillion would last close to 470,000 years. Or if you turned $15 trillion into a stack of $1,000 bills, it would reach over 943 miles. Now, you notice something here? That's right. The media always picks the scariest examples, which depresses people, and you shouldn't do that during the holidays. So how about making the national debt look less scary for a change? How about if instead of $1,000 bills, we simply stacked $1 trillion bills? Well, then $15 trillion is a stack of only 15 bills, just over a 16th of an inch high. I saw a scary example that if every dollar was a grain of sand, you packed 15 trillion grains of sand into soda cans, you'd have 2,516,000 six-packs of sand. But why do that? Instead, you could let each dollar represent one atom, in which case the debt would be so small, you'd need 5.2 million national debts to equal the number of atoms in a single grain of sand. I like that a lot better. And to really put it into perspective, listen to this. If you printed up $15 trillion as an uncut sheet of $1 bills, you'd only have enough cash to blanket an area equal to Iowa and New Hampshire, which is what the candidates do every 4 years anyway. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.